to go to the man with the painted car, who everybody knows they call him Ruffy the Beatles Man. Ruffy the Beatles Man. Cut it to me, babe. Ooh. And I'm feeling so good. You got to call it on sometimes. The Beatles Man. The Beatles Man. Ooh.
Time, and he's out of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. Station wants you to know that storm season, with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let the other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride out the storm in the comfort of your home. This is a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Yes. And that does it for my good deeds for the night. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. Just heard the DJs in the In-Crowd Hangout. If that ain't a ripoff of The Move, I don't know what is. In-Crowd Hangout, I think off the compilation Pebbles Volume 20, came out in 1986 on AIP. It was originally released on the Swedisk label in Sweden in 1968. Before that, Joe Simon from 1971 on the Spring label and Drowning in the Sea of Love. Before that, Lance Fortune did Be Mine from the compilation Joe Meek, The Alchemist of Pop. Came out in 2002 on Castle. It was originally released on Pi in the UK in 1960. The Amboy Dukes before that did Mississippi Murderer. That was a B-side to Journey to the Center of Your Mind. Came out in 1968 on Mainstream. And we kicked off the set with the Sound Barrier and Hey Hey. Track released on the Zounds label in 1967. I got off the compilation, The World Ain't Round, It's Square. Came out in 1998 on Teenage Shutdown. But anyway, 7:05. Coming up will be this week's song that everybody knows, and so much more. Can you stand it? These are the Desperate Hours.
Come on and rescue. It isn't always sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
This is Robbie White from Silver Spring, Maryland, and I love listening to Alex and the Desperate Hours, because then I can steal all the great songs that he plays and play them on my own radio show. Thank you, Alex.
Never in my 14 years as an educator have I seen such behavior. And from young ladies. I got parents calling me on the phone asking, did someone get shot? I ought to cancel your spring fling.
No!
I'm not going to do that because we've already paid the DJ.
p.m. Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay. Let me tell you what I just played in this first set of the second hour. Just heard Fats Domino channeling in a number of people, Cannibal and the Headhunters, for starters, and Land of a Thousand Dances from the Here Comes Fats Domino LP. Came out in 1963 on ABC Paramount. Bo Diddley before that with the B-side to You Can't Tell a Book by Its Cover. and I Can Tell came out in 1962 on Checker. Well, that the Nightwalkers did High Class. Track originally released on Russell Recording in 1966. I got off the compilation Highs in the Mid-60s, Volume 2. Came out in 1983 on AIP. Billy Synth and the Turnups before that, and I Dig Your Mind. From the compilation Battle of the Garages, came out in 1981 on Vox. Well, that this week's song that everybody knows, Rescue Me, 1965 on Checker. And we kicked it off with a band called Magic and a track called Stomach from Psychedelic States, Colorado in the 60s, Disc 1. Came out a few years ago on Gear Fab. It was originally released on the Sizzle Bee label in 1969. Anyway, you know, you wonder, you know, you have all these bumpers and you want to, you know, you want to join the fun. Why don't you make me one? All you got to do is mention Alex, WMFO, and the Desperate Hours and all their possible combinations. Then your name, stage name acceptable. You don't have to use the last name. Your general geographic area or planet. And your claim to fame or lack thereof and all their possible combinations. Turn it into a WAV or an MP3. And email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. You can also go to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it. And message it through there. Keep it clean. Don't want to shut the station down in your favorite show. Anyway, got about 34 minutes to go. One more break before we put this thing out of its misery. These are the Desperate Hours.
Trout of the Percy Trout Hour from Moab, Utah, by way of Lexington, Kentucky. When I'm not listening to my own radio show, I'm digging the Desperate Hours with Alex on WMFO 91.5.
Talk to me. Talk to me.
past the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay. Let me tell you what I played in this next to last set of the evening. You just heard Celia Marie and Walk With Me. Track originally released on the Era label, 1962. I got off the compilation Love Charms, West Coast Hits and Rarities from California Girls and Groups, 1957 to 62. Came out in 2017 on Jasmine. Well, that the Reflections did a little bit more from the compilation Nuggets from the Golden State, the sound of Young Sacramento. Came out in 2000 on Big Beat. The original release was on their own Reflections Records. Came out in 1967. The Lost Ones did Trouble in the Streets of the compilation 60s Rebellion Volume 11, The Hydrogen Atom. Came out in 1993 on Wayback. Originally released on the Valiant label in 1965. Sunny and the Sun Glows before that from 1963 on the Teardrop label and Talk to Me. And we kicked it off with The Mile Ends with a previously unreleased track recorded in 1966 and Bring 'Em On In from the compilation Garage Beat 66 Volume 4, I'm in Need. Hey, you want to relive the horror, all you got to do is go over to www.wmfo.org, go over to Schedule. Go over to Thursday, scroll down to 6 p.m. or 1800. They're in military time, I forget. Click on the Desperate Hours, Alex. By the good grace of the DMCA, there's 2 weeks worth of archives there for your pleasure. As they say, my Chinese food macaroni tastes better the next day. Maybe it sounds better the next day. If I don't enunciate enough for you, I also post the playlist. The Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page. So you should like it. Throw me a bone. Anyway, that's 17 minutes to go. Let's fill it with music or some reasonable facsimile thereof. Bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
Howdy, hi. This is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York. And you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time. Right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Girl you ever seen. baby, I gotta slip before you hit. Ah, bye, bye, baby.
p.m. and they're playing that song. You know what that means. These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop, Trek from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never were-as from the 50s to the present day. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs each and every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this last song of the evening. The Werps. Yes, Werps. The Loves of Fire, a track originally released on the WGW label in 1967. I got off the compilation Back from the Grave Volume 6. Came out in 1985 on Crypt. For that, Mott's Men, they were from Vermont. Somewhere in Vermont, up in the St. Lawrence area. And She Is So Mean, from the compilation She's a Pest. came out in Teenage Shutdown 2000, originally released on the Lauren label in 1966. Well, at the Gods out of New York. And Radar Eyes from the Songs We Fought and the Songs We Taught the Fuzz Tone compilation came out in 1990 on Wayback, originally released on ESP Disc in 1967. And the Secrets kicked it off with The Boy Next Door. Came out in 1963 on Philips. Anyway, as always, I'll be back next week with another episode of The Desperate Hours. Tomorrow night, the Monkees. Well, Mickey Dolenz and Mike Nesmith. I'll be there. How about you? And coming up on the 14th, and I'll be two-wheeling it from here, the Flesh Eaters at City Winery. I believe there's a couple of seats left, so go check that one out, too. Anyway, my name is Alex. As always, a pleasure is mine. Take care.